श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 7 वर्स 23 लिंक। नाउ लॉर्ड कृष्णा डिस्क्राइब्स द फ्रूट अकॉर्डिंग टू वर्शिप। अंतवत्तु फलम तेषां तद्भवत्यल्पमेधसाम् देवान् देवययो यान्ति मद्भक्ता यान्ति मामपि। But the fruit gained by these people of meager intelligence is perishable. The worshippers of the gods reach the gods, whereas my devotees attain me alone. Antavattu phalam tesham tadbhavatyalpamedhasan. The worshippers of the gods gain finite and perishable fruit. Here a question arises, that should the fruit ordained by God be imperishable? Then why do they gain perishable fruit? The answer is that they have desire for perishable fruit. Moreover, they accept God's entities separate from God. But if they worship the gods without a desire for fruit, or worship them as divine manifestations, having no separate entity, they can gain imperishable fruit, that is, they can realize God. By using the term tat, Lord Krishna means to say that the fruit is ordained only by Him, but because of desire, it becomes perishable. By using the phrase alpamedhasam, meager intelligence, Lord Krishna says that such devotees are of meager intellect because they have to undertake several vows and follow several methods, but the fruit is finite and perishable. So in the worship of the Lord, a devotee without undertaking vows and without following various methods gains infinite and imperishable fruit. Worshippers of the gods follow the cycle of birth and death, while the worshippers of the Lord, being free from the shackles of birth and death, attain salvation. Devan devaya yo yanti madbhakta yanti mam mapi. Worshippers of the gods attain at the maximum the gods, whereas devotees of the Lord attain Him, as they are votaries of gods. They are not devoted to the Lord, so their intellect is meager and mediocre. The devotees of God, whether they worship Him with a desire or without a desire, attain Him. But it is not necessary that their desires may be satisfied. God satisfies their desires only if these are for their welfare. But if they are harmful for the devotees, the Lord does not satisfy these. Our affinity with God is eternal, but we are reminded of it through adoration. Having attained Him, there is no return to this world. Gita chapter 15 verse 6. But our affinity with gods is not eternal, and therefore having attained to them, we have to return to this world of mortals. Gita chapter 9 verse 21. My devotees attain me. Having this feeling, the Lord has referred to four types of devotees: seekers of worldly objects, the sufferers, the seekers of knowledge, and men of wisdom, virtuous and noble. Gita chapter 7 verse 16 through 18. Madbhakta yanti mamapi. It means that even a vilest sinner, being His fragment, may attain Him if he abandons his affinity for the world, which is an assumed one. An exceptional fact. The whole universe is nothing besides the manifestation of God. But we are unable to realize this fact because first we accept the world as a separate entity from God, and secondly, we have desires. If we accept the universe as a divine manifestation, our desires will be rooted out. Or if we root out desires, the universe will be seen as a divine manifestation. Then all our actions will be performed as a service to God. If both are done together, we will be immensely and instantly benefited. Appendix. The worshippers of the gods at the most can reach the abode of God, from where they have to return to the mortal world. But the worshippers of the Lord attain Him only. If a striver regards the deity as a manifestation of God or worships Him in a disinterested manner, he will attain salvation. That is, he will attain God. But if he does not regard the deities as the manifestation of God, or if he does not worship Him in a disinterested manner, he will not attain salvation. The defect in the worship of deities is that the fruit of their worship is perishable, because their rites are also limited. Therefore, those who, instead of God, worship other deities, they are men of meager intelligence. If they had not been the men of poor intellect, why would they have worshipped the deities, the fruit of whose worship is perishable? They would have worshipped the Lord, or would have regarded the deities as a manifestation of the Lord. The worship of God is very easy, as it needs no technique, no rules, no labor. In it, there's only predominance of devotion. But in the worship of deities, there is predominance of actions, prescriptions and objects. A man may have the knowledge of several worldly sciences, arts and crafts, etc. Yet he is a man of meager intellect. In fact, that knowledge strengthens ignorance. But he who has known God, the Lord Himself, he may not have knowledge of the worldly science, art and craft, etc. Yet he is Sarvavit, knower of all. Gita, chapter 15, verse 19. This concludes chapter 7, verse 23. For more audio, visit www.swamiramsukhdasji.net.